Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get some headlines here in just a second. But first, the welcome to Rockville. Music Festival returns to Daytona International Speedway May 7th through the 10th, featuring Guns N' Roses, The Foo Fighters, My Chemical Romance, Rage Dwarf, Blood of the Stingray, Godsmack, and a whole lot more. And we got your chance to win a pass for all 4 days, Leroy. You just have to text the word Daytona to 20357. Text Daytona to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. Tickets are also available at Welcome to Rockville, just one R, .com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. You love Rage Dwarf?
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can relate.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Panthers are back at it tonight. They take on the Toronto Maple Leafs at 7:30. You can hear that game right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. I believe it's a national TV game exclusively, so you want to sync it up a local call with Doug Plagans. You can do that tonight. You know, put your Odyssey app going, pew, 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 and have that. That's you syncing
that's how it
up.
Sounds. Pew, 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 pew.
That's what it sounds like. You know, in case you don't want to hear those hacks from ESPN. You know, yesterday, a good boy, Aaron Ekblad, he said that Brad Marchand is carrying the Cats right now.
I said today he's the team on his back right now. He's incredible. His ability to hold on to pucks and make plays, but also play that simple game and be aggressive and get under team's skin is second to none. I witnessed it playing against him for a long time, and now we're witnessing it up close. And he's a special player, and I'm so happy he's on our team.
Yeah, he's having a good year. The Cats have been up and down, inconsistent, although the very injured Etu Lohistarainen, and still not ready to come back, according to Paul Maurice. Here's what he had to say about one of the Finns.
Feeling better, but not on the ice yet. But there won't be a big turnaround time in my mind from the time he hits the ice to the time he's ready to play. So he's not coming off a knee injury or shoulder injury. He's limited in some of the conditioning things that he can do right now. But if I have to come in and play 8 to 12 minutes the first few games to get him back, he'll play. As soon as he gets on the ice and he can move around and he feels fine, then he's back in the lineup.
Hey, of course, Etu suffering a grill injury. Very sad. I feel bad for him. It sucks. Get hurt grilling?
I mean, I know there had to be some kind of lighter fluid involved.
Somebody who wanted a bigger flame?
Or no. Or, you know, especially with the propane, you go.
I think it was a propane. Yeah, you get too fan, and then
you got the propane on? Yep.
Well, we hope Etu comes back soon. The Panthers taking on the lead. Leafs also struggling a little bit. These two obviously had a very good series last year. Marchand, though, is not happy with the Cats blowing all these leads.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not acceptable, right? That's how it is. Like, we're better than that, and, you know, it starts with me last game. You know, I turn the puck over, it's 2-0, we're in control, and, you know, the momentum changes. So, you know, it's just understanding that a single play is enough to impact the game in a negative way or positive way, and just doing our job, and I think that's why we've been really good. And why we've had success as a group is because we value the little details that most teams don't and most players don't. And especially down the stretch in the playoffs, that's where you win. You don't win by, you know, 3-on-2s and odd man rushes. That's not where the game's won. So, yeah, we just couldn't get back to doing that all again.
Looking forward to it tonight. Of course, you can hear that right here on QAM. Panthers get going on the FM dial. The Hurricanes, they'll be taking on the school that used to employ Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss.
That's crazy, right?
That gets going at 9 o'clock tonight.
I told you I lived that. I lived that in college.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He showed up, but, you know, he said yesterday, and this is very noble of him, he told his agent, don't even tell me what they're paying me. It's not about the money.
But that agent.
Very noble of him.
Yeah.
Very noble of Lane Kiffin to do this.
Well, you don't have to know how much money. You know why? Here's why. Because Ole Miss came out and said, we'll match whatever they offer. So you know you're getting the same deal from both places. So the money doesn't matter.
The Tiger, he was Tigers all the way. That's what he was. He doesn't care about the money. He's a very noble man. A noble man, Lane Kiffin, who should not be, nobody should be mad at whatsoever.
Right.
So just leave Lane Kiffin alone, everybody. You had I don't like that the Patriots are good again. This sucks.
I mean, yeah.
It sucks.
Crazy, right?
Couldn't they just suffered a little more? Just doesn't feel enough.
They suffered, what, 2 years, 3 years?
Not long enough for me, dude. Not enough for my liking.
Yeah.
Not enough for my liking. A little more suffering would have been nice. We're going on 25 years here without a playoff win, and these mother bleepers have won 10 straight. They're running away with the AFC. Crazy. And then you had the stupid Giants last night with their
stub toe.
Stupid kicker.
I got to tell you, that when I saw it, I was like, that's usually what happens when the holder drops the ball or something and the kicker. But I've never seen a kicker kick dirt. He didn't even kick dirt.
And the look of disgust Jackson Dart gave him.
That was embarrassing. He was like, are you kidding me?
It is interesting, though. He has replaced, I think, Tua as the guy everybody's worried about, because now everybody's just like, it's a little different because everybody's just like, this guy's too reckless. And this guy, and yesterday.
Yeah, but he got a little ass behind him.
Jackson Dart's like, oh, this is how I play. Yeah.
He's a big boy. He's not as tiny as
Tua. I understand.
As Tua, and he seems to be built. However, you learn soon enough.
You're not built like Myles Garrett.
Yes. Yes.
You're not built like that.
Yes. You might be big for your position, but you ain't big for football. So you got to take that into account.
Well, Patriots rolled yesterday. They win. Sucks, man. Really annoying. Could have just been bad for a little bit more. Stupid Vrabel. Anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, Mike McDaniel, he has thoughts on his quarterback, who has not been impressive. But he says that's okay. He'll tell you why. And also, there's one guy who has an opinion on the Miami Dolphins, and I would really respectfully like him to shut the hell up.
Cool.
That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Got another pair of Heat Kings tickets to give away. The Heat will play the Kings on Saturday. You're next, Amantha Sabonis. You're next on the list, even though you didn't make all defense because you're a freaking parking cone. That's why your team can't win. Oh, he's better than Bam. Okay. Great.
Who said that?
People, dude. People. Kings and Views.
I don't have access to your people.
Can I tell you some people who annoyed the hell out of me yesterday? And you want to know something? Typically, it's a negative thing. Like, typically, this is what will annoy me. They'll say something negative about a team I like, and that'll annoy me. But somebody yesterday did the opposite. They said something positive about a team I like, and I want them to shut the hell up.
Is it because they used to always say bad things about them?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't ever think this guy says anything bad about anything. You know why?
Why?
Because he's like this guy, his whole bit is like, everybody loves me. Everybody loves me. I love everybody. And it says Dan Orlovsky. I'm sick of him. Dan Orlovsky needs to shut the hell up. And you want to know what he needs to shut the hell up about? The Miami Dolphins. You want to know why? Because this guy, Brittany, did you hear what this guy said?
I genuinely have no idea what you're talking about. Usually I do, but I didn't.
Nobody does.
He tweeted out yesterday like he was some guru yesterday.
And when did you read this while you were watching the Heat
game? I read this last night at like 1 in the morning.
You read it this morning?
Yeah, I read it this morning when I got home from the Heat game. But I was home from the Heat game. I was home, I was done, trying to unwind a little bit. You know, my wife made some chicken and rice. I had that late. You know, she saved some dinner for me. That was nice of her. And then this Dan Orlovsky ruined the meal. You want to know why? Because he needs to shut the hell up.
What did he say?
What did he say?
Tell me what he said.
He said, Dan Orlovsky, he said yesterday, the Miami Dolphins are a dangerous football team right now.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Have totally transformed their offensive identity. All right. What's the identity, Dan? What's that? Kick a gazillion field goals? Did you watch anything outside of the first drive? Did you? I know you like to be everybody's friend, okay? You're a giant beanstalk of positivity. Shooting sunshine out your ass. But respectfully, Dan Orlovsky, shut the hell up. No, they haven't. You want to know why they've changed their offensive identity? Because their quarterback this year sucks. That's why. And they've had the genius idea of giving Devon Achane the ball all the time, except when it's 4th-and-1, because then the coach, he likes to come and become innovative and give it to Ollie Gordon. It never works. So respectfully, they're not a dangerous team. They just almost lost to Tyler Shuck.
Without the what in their name?
No K, no C. A G and an H.
What the hell?
That's not how that name is spelled. So I just need him to shut up. I don't need him to be... And that's his whole bit. I'm Dan Orlovsky. Everybody's the best. Everybody deserves flowers. Whee! Right, Brittany? Wee-woo!
Yes, wee-woo.
Wee-woo! But... Just shut up, Dan! We're not dangerous. We are completely at the very best. Mediocre. At the very best. But dangerous? To who? To who?
Did you just throw a wee-woo?
Dangerous?
That's what you took from this?
They're dangerous?
No,
you can say a lot. Hey, the Dolphins are an improving team. Wouldn't have bothered me. The Dolphins playing better football. Fine. They're dangerous? Dude, they might lose to the Jets this weekend. What are you talking about, dangerous? So he respectfully needs to shut the hell up. I'm tired of it. JV, you know this, right? You love Goff, right?
Okay.
Giant beanstalk of positivity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I am so sick of him telling me how to feel. Like, so.
Wait, I want to know where this goes with the Goff. Yeah.
You know, like the Goff, right? They love to be, what was me? Right now, I'm in Goff football mode when it comes to the Dolphins. I want to be left alone.
Welcome to our side.
Drapes closed.
Stop going on Twitter.
I can't help it. It's just what I'm addicted to. I'm addicted to it. I just need him to shut the hell up.
Shut up.
You can also not go on.
Put your lanky thumbs away, you beanstalk.
I've never heard that.
Just leave us alone right now. Because you want to know something? Because there's going to be some... Dumb kids.
I can't figure out. There's a guy out there being positive about one of your teams, and you're telling him to shut the hell up.
Shut up.
So, would you rather him be negative?
Just say nothing.
But then the Dolphins are never in the conversation.
Then he wouldn't be doing his job.
He doesn't have to say anything about us right now. That's the thing. He wants to be like, I'm watching every football team. Even the most unwatchable football product that there is right now, I'm watching it. I watch Dolphins Saints. That's what we want you to know. And let me tell you something. Dan Orlovsky, respect your football opinions, except this one. If that's the opinion you came away with after watching Dolphins Saints, then your opinions mean nothing.
It was a dangerously long game.
Yeah, it was dangerously awful to watch. Yeah. It was dangerous to my well-being. And
it was
so
exhausting.
I just need him to not be so positive football-wise about everything. Okay.
Wait a minute.
About
are
everything.
You telling a man to stop being positive?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. What are kidding? You doing?
Get off your high horse.
Shut up. They've changed their... Yeah, you want to know why they changed their identity? Dan! Because Tua can't stop throwing the ball to the other team. The coach doesn't trust him. And by accident, because all of the tight ends got hurt, they were like, you know what we should do, guys? Extra fat guy as a tight end. Genius. But it doesn't make him dangerous. It's keeping him afloat. We're not a battleship. We are a rickety rowboat. We are barely staying afloat right now. We have no torpedoes. We have no guns. We will be sunk with a big wave or a whale.
We're basically rows on the door, little wooden thing in the water.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Dude. Exactly. The Dolphins are a dangerous football. To who, dude? To who? Laugh. Just shut up. Stop being so positive all the time. You football Hallmark card.
Wow. I feel like...
Wow.
Do we need to talk?
Just shut up! Can they go put... You know what? If the Dolphins put up 30 this week against the Jets, come and talk to me then. If Tua can
throw multiple
touchdowns, fine. Multiple touchdowns he needs to throw. Multiple.
I have said this to you. And you dismissed.
With what?
With the Canes.
No, it's not the same.
Okay.
Not the same.
If they win this week, come talk to me.
The Canes have always been dangerous. They were just underwhelming.
Okay.
For a couple of weeks. But this, that cannot stand.
So let me get this straight. You turn on ESPN, and they never talk about your local teams, and you feel disrespected. Mm-hmm. Now you have a guy who's being very positive towards one of your teams, and you tell him, shut up.
Not the time.
Kind of sounds like you want to be miserable.
Not the time.
Kind of sounds like you want to be miserable.
It sounds like he wants to be too positive all the time.
Kind of sounds like you want to be miserable.
Nope. Nope.
Yep.
It's not appropriate.
Mr. 799 Jr., yes, he is.
What? That's not nice.
It's a true thing. Sometimes the truth hurts, my friend.
Dangerous. Tried to lose. They literally tried to give the Commanders the game two weeks ago.
But they won.
Only because the Commanders are more inept. You want to know what the Commanders aren't?
They won.
Do you want to know what the Commanders aren't?
What?
Dangerous. Words matter.
It's a
ridiculous
word.
Description of
them. Say just support him, Leroy. Call ESPN to cuss out Orlovsky
for being positive.
For being positive. I'm not calling ESPN to complain,
you know,
about somebody being positive about a team.
I don't need to. He was too positive.
Wait. Well, what if he would have said they're dumpster fire, they suck, they're terrible?
Can't hate on it.
That's
a fine thing to say.
Oh,
right.
My goodness.
If he would have just said, hey, Dolphins, things are looking up. Okay. That's appropriate.
But if he said what you wanted him to say, he'd be you.
No. If he just would have kept it a little, it was just too much.
No, if he said what he'd wanted him to say, he'd be right.
You want to know who you would say this about? If Dan Orlovsky wanted to say somebody was dangerous right now, he'd say it about Davion Mitchell. Dangerous.
Except he's a football guy.
Fine, but that's at least appropriate. But you want to talk about the Dolphins being dangerous? Only if the football teams were thrown into the ocean with literal dolphins. That is the only time right now Dolphins are dangerous. But if we're talking about the team on the football field, except for Jordan Brooks.
There you go. Here's what we need more of.
Oh.
I'm going to drink this Kool-Aid till it's gone. There you go.
Hold on.
There you go.
No.
Soak in the positivity.
It's poison. It's poison Kool-Aid. Don't do
that. No, it's not.
It's poison Kool-Aid.
You can't poison Kool-Aid.
And you want to know, here's the other thing. If he would have said even this, okay?
Oh, did you write it up?
No. Well, I'm reading his tweet, so I don't misquote him.
Okay.
If he would have said this, Leroy.
Hold on.
If he would have said, the Miami Dolphins are a dangerous football team right now, have totally turned the defense around. Okay. I would have said, fine.
You know,
they've changed the offensive identity. The quarterback sucks. It's by necessity, not innovation.
A lot of people can't do that, though.
Dude.
A lot of people can't.
Get out of here.
Acknowledge what's going bad and fix it.
How could you not acknowledge it? Tua can't stop giving the ball to the other team. In fact, your team goes and gets the ball from the other team, and Tua immediately gives it back.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Anyway. Look, I mostly like your vibe, Dan Orlovsky, but not here.
Wait. You can't then say I mostly like
him. I mostly
You're
like his vibe.
You're a beanpole.
That's not what I said.
What did you say?
I said he was a giant beanstalk of positivity.
Beanpole,
with lanky
beanstalk.
Fingers.
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Really?
Shut that
not
up.
Not even just lanky fingers. It was lanky thumbs.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
sorry,
he has lanky thumbs. Mm-hmm. He's a very large man, but lanky. You know?
Let's call you Spin.
Of positivity. I'm sure that'll go over well. You know what?
I want to tag him on this.
No, I'm going to pull him. I'm going to see if he can come on.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Shut the hell up, Dan Orlovsky.
Respectfully.
I mean, listen, I got Charles Davis on.
Schmeathen says, how does one shoot sunshine out of their butts?
And drink a lot of orange juice?
Or Fruity Pebbles.
Anyway.
It's not real fruit.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room and say where the damage has been done.
Why are you laughing?
No reason.
Liar.
Leroy, what damage has done for you?
So, I've been around football a long time. And I have never seen a more disgusted look than the holder for the New York Giants when the kicker kicked the ground.
Oof.
And him getting up and trying to run around. Buddy, you got one job. I've seen kickers shank it. I've seen kickers slip. But I have never seen a kicker miss the ball.
I've seen a direct snap into Brandon Fields' face before.
Yes!
I've never seen that.
Never seen that. And so...
And nobody was pleased with him.
No. Nope. I'm more than sure somebody said something to him.
Crazy.
Yep.
You familiar with Steve Sarkisian?
Yeah. Coach of Texas.
Coach of Texas, Leroy. Longhorns. Love their steakhouse. It's my go-to in Orlando. I love it on International Drive.
You like Longhorn?
Only the one in Orlando.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good. Anyway.
It's very specific.
Yeah,
this horn.
It's a weird thing,
that's,
right?
that's the only time I go to Longhorns.
What's the address on that one?
123 International Drive. I don't know. I know it's on International Drive. It's by the Ripley's.
Got it.
You go to that spot in Orlando. There's like every chain restaurant known to man.
That's true.
You know? Well, he thought he was real cute. He's making the rounds. You know, this is what you have to do when you're a three-loss peasant. And you got to make the rounds. And you got to take pot shots, Leroy. And I didn't like him taking a pot shot at the Miami Hurricanes yesterday.
Showing how good of a team you really are by beating quality teams on the field. Or is it don't play good teams, put up a bunch of yards, put up a bunch of points, and make it look good. You know, throw fade route touchdowns with 38 seconds to go when you're ahead 31-7 so that the score looks better. So is the committee really watching the games, or are they just looking at a stat sheet at the end of the game to say, oh, well, they won by this many points. They must have played really good.
Okay, jackass. Well, here's the thing, though, dude. If you were watching the game, which you weren't, because you're a horse's ass, that was a petty touchdown, not an add-on touchdown, because Narduzzi thought he was cute, and he called timeout with time on the board. So that's why they threw the extra touchdown, you jackass. But the damage is done, because you want to make your little case, because your Texas Longhorns have three losses.
Damage is done.
Most of the Gators. The Gators. So he wants to say something.
Bum.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, at least Miami can say they lost two teams' win records. You lost to Florida, dude.
The Gators, dude.
The Gators.
Woo!
Molly damage is done.
But like, yeah, it's not even like the Canes were putting up style points, dude. The other coach was being a petty baby, and Mario Cristobal's like, okay, stick this in your ear. How about this? Another touchdown. You want to? I'm ready to go. Mario Cristobal is ready to go home and have some dinner, you know. And this guy's like, timeout. Yeah, other touchdown for you. Here you go. What are they, boys? Narduzzi and Sarkisian? Two stupid names.
Pretty aggressive.
You
today.
Are you're very aggressive today.
Yeah, you're very angry.
Very aggressive.
I'm sorry.
I'm so angry.
I shouldn't be. The Heat are winning. You know, Panthers are going to kick the Leafs' ass tonight. I feel it. Big game from Bob coming up.
I got to tell you, You have been on one.
Don't
today.
You think it's a little unbecoming of him?
No,
though?
Don't try to drag me down with you, brother. No, sir.
Jennifer, do you not find that unbecoming?
Hmm.
Yep.
Brittany,
nope.
You already know how I feel.
Yeah, what do you want to say to Sarkisian?
Do you not see my face? I was literally rolling my eyes. Yes, literally, you took the words out of my mouth. Like, how about you be a two? You literally lost to a two-win team, Sarkisian. Shut your mouth.
Well, they're all networking.
I mean, it's kind of
embarrassing.
It's really gross.
It's embarrassing because time I checked, Mario Cristobal isn't running around having to put anybody else down. He's like, I'm talking about my team and what we've done on the field and the fact that we beat Notre Dame.
Well, someone's going to ask him about that Sarkisian thing. He's going to put him down.
And he
me.
Better.
He's
and he better.
Because we're going to.
Because you know what, Sarkisian, how about you say it with your chest and call out Miami? Like, we all know who you're talking about. Call us out.
I know. He's like, he thought he was so good. He's like, I'm not saying any names. But at this specific time, this specific score, it's like, all right, but that's not what happened. You jackass. Jennifer, wow. What damage has done for you?
Yeah.
Well, besides Leroy's tooth.
Oh, dude.
Damage is done.
Still beside myself with that. So, I thought you were going to throw it at me for a second.
But really?
Now that's good ASMR. That's radio. That is Leroy's
seven.
That's his
literal, seven come eleven.
For those just tuning in, that's his literal tooth that fell out before the show today.
This is disgusting.
Jeez. Okay. So, did you guys watch at all the Macy's Day Parade?
I did not.
Why are you laughing?
No.
Well, you missed out on a heck of a show, guys.
Why?
I've never seen performers this dedicated to their craft. There was dancers that danced on top of horse poop.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
There was dancers behind the police.
They don't know how to do parades. See, in New Orleans, we have pooper scoopers.
Okay, well, the pooper scoopers were a little too late. The horses pooped on the road.
Horses poop.
Yeah, but you got the pooper
and
scoopers in the parade.
And the performers being...
dedicated
very
to their craft.
Dedicated show women danced on top of the poop and didn't even make.
Can I tell you those little feet on that big poop?
One disturbed face. Look at this.
No. Oh, God.
No!
The video was much worse. It was
the
poop
video
flying
is really,
everywhere.
Is disgusting.
I would have quit on the spot. I would have walked away. I don't care.
But that's how much of the what are they feeding
disgusting.
The horses?
Disgusting.
Horses, you know how horses just walking do it.
A horse doesn't usually have spray like that. Yeah, they're like road apples.
Somebody
I've mucked a lot of stalls in my day.
Yeah, they had some bad.
Not a lot of cha-cha diarrhea from the horses, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, that was disturbing. Oh, come on. Absolutely disturbing.
Where are we going? Jennifer. What are we doing?
Jennifer.
What and like what are we looking for the culprit on the left? Like showing the horses, like what?
You did this.
They said, "Hey, I'm supposed to be in the field, running around, having fun. You got
free.
Me walking in the street."
That is crazy. Gives a whole new meaning to 1-2 step.
Dude. Damage is done.
Because they're stepping in the number two.
I'm telling you right now.
We got it. You didn't have to.
I'm telling you
it.
Right now. In New Orleans, those pooper scoopers are right behind the horses.
Usually, a horse could also have like a little a bucket. Like
they'll
have
don't
like
they have like bags?
Well,
yeah,
those ones.
When I went to Washington, there was horses with the bags.
Yeah.
Well, if they have a carriage, I see. If they're horse cops, they're like right there. They're standing free, so they're gonna let them rip. Whatever.
Yeah, but you have the scoopers with they dancing.
No, I'm with you.
They're, in New Orleans, the poop scoopers are dancing and scooping up like right behind the horses.
I don't care for that. When you told me this, I thought this like when you first brought this up, I thought this was gonna be like some interpretive dance that we would see at Art Basel or something like that.
Interpretive dance?
She said like dancing on top of poop. I'm like, oh, somebody tried to.
I mean, can't you count that as interpretive dance now because they dance on poop?
I mean, actually, I think that actually happened at Art Basel one year.
Somebody was smashing ants.
Somebody
sculpted poop.
Was dancing on some substance.
I saw some Art Basel getting set up yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it?
I think it's weekend.
It's this week.
Yeah.
Are they very used up our parking lot?
I don't know. It's a good question.
That only happened one year.
Go explore.
Yeah, you know why? Come on.
It didn't work out.
Because there's nowhere to park.
At all. Yeah.
There's nowhere to park.
So be aware.
Al Macko says, horse diapers sound like an untapped market. You got too big a tail.
No. You should think about it.
Too big a tail.
No, they just put horse bucket.
Yeah, it's like a little.
Bag, or it's a bag.
Yep.
Or, better yet, the pooper scoopers.
Pooper scoopers were, they were like James Harden last night. Just letting things go, willy-nilly.
He was such a bum last night, dude.
What? Are you tired?
Nah, I feel great.
Are you hungry? Do you need a Snickers?
No, I'm not too hungry.
I think he has a lack of sleep. I think it's gotta be something. Because I have lack of sleep, and I worked the heat game last night, too.
Here you go. They have poop hammocks.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. They have poop hammocks.
But only if they're on a cart.
But why only if they're on a cart? Well, what's the logistics behind it?
I guess it's because it's easier to hang or something.
You can't strap it on them?
I hate to do this. Jennifer, those horses, they have to be sprung into action in case bad guys are around. You know? They're horse cops.
Don't want their bag of poop flailing in the background?
The bag of poop could easily slow down a person.
Those aren't the cops.
That's true.
That's not the chasing the bad guy horses. That's the horses you ride for the parades. Look at them.
Those are the show ponies.
Those are the
Tobins.
The Clydesdale. Like, you see the feet? That's not Clydesdale.
Well, the one isn't a Clydesdale. The one's just a regular horse.
Yeah, but look, he got the pretty feet.
Swole horse.
Those are pretty feet.
The Clydesdales are way bigger than that. Dude, if you were next to a Clydesdale, you'd be like, oh my God.
No, Clydesdales are crazy.
Huge.
Imagine the smell.
I don't want to.
And it ain't turkey.
Can I just say something? When I see flowers, I don't imagine what it smells like.
-1
So I'm certainly
for making it weird.
We have literally talked about the most disgusting things on this show today. Like, it's not okay.
I'm sorry. Well, welcome back.
Stop.
I'm not sorry.
Welcome back.
My fault.
What do you have for damages done, Brittany?
Here we go.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
She mad.
Pile it up.
So we are entering the last week of F1. Last weekend of F1. Yes.
So is this the championship or did they just take a break?
Okay.
I'm genuinely asking.
It's a championship.
Okay.
But usually usually the world champion can be decided prior to the last race.
It's already decided, right?
Oh my God, no, it's not.
Oh really? Okay.
Sorry. How dare you?
It is not, Leroy. It is not.
Sorry.
I was getting there. So usually it's not decided on the last race. It's only happened a very handful of times in F1, especially in recent history. The last time it happened was in 2021, when it was Max Verstappen versus Lewis Hamilton. Well, this Abu Dhabi is the infamous final race of F1.
Okay.
It is a three-way race for the world championship.
Do only three guys race, or they all race?
No, they all race. They all race. Everybody races.
Just checking.
No, everybody races. I wasn't being... I'm sorry. Was I being...
No, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, so all 20 drivers will race, but the world championship race is only three of them. And my damage is done goes to McLaren, because McLaren has been at the top of the leaderboard all season long, and they could have put this to rest a long time ago, but they're floozies. And they're little babies.
Wow.
And they decided, oh, we're not going to pick a number one driver. We're just going to let both of them battle to the end to see what happens. Well, that has gone very poor. And now they have two drivers that hate each other and hate their team. And therefore, now they have let Max Verstappen, who is, you could argue, is one of the, if not the best F1 driver in F1 history, creep in on the world championship.
You never give Verstappen a chance, Leroy.
You never give Verstappen a chance. And so my damage is done to them because they decided to not pit their two drivers when everybody else pitted during a safety car, and it came to bite them in the arse.
So this is a lot like Talladega Nights, you know, where Ricky Bobby and his best friend, the best friend replaces him.
Shake and bake?
Yeah, shake and bake.
It's nothing like that. But
okay. It's just, you know the dad? He's in NCIS now. He does the NCIS show. NCIS. Yeah.
So yeah, my damage goes to them.
McLaren.
To McLaren because, you know, they don't even deserve to win a world title this time around. Let Max Verstappen win. I'm here for it.
Okay. Who does he race for?
He races for Red Bull.
Red Bull has a car?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but they have a Honda engine.
Oh, okay. So it's Honda.
Yeah. No. It's Red Bull.
It's Red Bull.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It absolutely makes sense, yes.
How does it make sense? They make energy drinks.
Yeah, but they own a race team.
They own a race team.
But Red Bull has racing in almost everything.
It's about the sponsor.
The sponsor.
They actually have two. They actually have two.
Two cars.
They have V-carb as well.
So what engine is in the McLaren?
McLaren.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but they have their own team.
But they have their own team.
I thought it was like Ferrari, McLaren, Ford.
That's for the...
Ford is not a F1 team.
No.
Oh, one day.
No, isn't Cadillac building an engine?
Cadillac is building their own engine.
No. They
No.
They have e-racing too. They have EF1 too, though.
No one cares about e-racing, Leroy.
I just said they have it. I really just said they have. He was saying something about Tesla, and I'm like, they have e-racing, and you jumped down my throat.
Wow.
Sorry. What is e-racing?
What? You don't know what e-racing is?
Can we just go to break before somebody gets their ass kicked? I'm serious.
Like with a pencil?
Oh my God. Do it. Disgusting.
Take a break after this.
Not sanitary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.